The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. Your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this post-Trump-Hillary debate, 27 September 2016. Now, UPI did a story, and I'm kind of really surprised by this. Donald Trump would earn enough votes to win the presidency in the Electoral College based on the UPI CV or C voters state tracking poll released yesterday. Trump would amass 292 votes and Clinton would get 246. And of course, 270 is needed to secure the Oval Office. But the candidates' leads are narrow enough, 5% or less, in 12 states to classify them as swing states, meaning 156 electoral votes could be up for grabs. Now, in the battleground states are not counted, the race would be tied 191 to 191. Now, remember what I said a couple of weeks ago? I said, watch how this thing comes down. It's going to come down to a dead heat. Shades of Al Gore, George Bush. Just one swing state, Florida, with 29 votes could shift to give Clinton easily enough electoral votes to win. 275 to 263, or switching Pennsylvania with 20 votes and Virginia with 13, would have her prevailing even more, 279 to 259. Now, each candidate leads in 6 of the 12 battleground states. I love the way they use these terms, battleground. Trump leads in Florida, 1.8%, Iowa, 2%, North Carolina, 2.5%, Ohio, 1%, Pennsylvania, 1.3%, and Virginia, 3.4%. Where's John Kasich in all this? Has he come out? Lion Ted come out and endorsed Trump. Where's John Kasich? He's missing in action. And so are a lot of the manufacturing jobs in Ohio. You know, unions, folks. Where are the unions? Oh, that's right. They're in the hip pocket of the Democrats. How the hell does that happen? If you're a union member, that must mean you are employed someplace that is represented by a union. Okay. I know that sounds monumentally stupid, but think about this. You know, when I worked for General Motors, I had to be a member of the UAW. And I'd seen these people whack out 30,000 jobs at a clip. Just say, there it goes. Bye-bye. So it seems that the major cities, the mayors, the unions, are in the hip pocket of the people that produce less than anybody else. Like what Trump said. Yeah, I'm going to do something about it. She said, I'm going to do something about unemployment. And he says, what? You haven't done it in 30 years. However this thing shakes out, Hillary Clinton gets in there. Katie, bar the door. Grab your pack, your rifles. Get everything lubed up and cleaned. Because you even noticed last night, well, we've got to do something about these. Get the guns out of the hands of the people that shouldn't have them. Which equates to, we need to pass laws to get the guns out of everybody's hands, because we've got a subset of subhuman criminals that, guess what? They're criminal because they don't obey the law. So if you outlaw guns, these guys are outlaws, they're going to get a gun any damn way. So the solution is to strip everybody of a Second Amendment right. And folks, if you think you've been exposed in this country right now, there will come a day where your gun is going to be your best friend for protection of yourself and possibly your family and your property. If this economy blows out, you think looting and stealing is just going to be reserved to the inner city? There's going to be bands of criminals roving everywhere, stealing anything that they can get their hands on. You remember the mass migration during the last Great Depression? We were a little bit more civil then, weren't we? We were way more civilized then. You had these mass migrations of people moving all over the country seeking employment. Well, this time around, you're going to have mass immigration of people from state to state that aren't going to give a damn, and they're not seeking employment because there's not going to be any employment to be had. Their little bellies are going to be empty. And people with empty bellies can justify anything to feed themselves. This is why it's been top on my priority list for a number of years. You know, hungry people do desperate things. But if you've got a full belly, at least you have time to sit down and consider what your next move is going to be, rather than sitting there paying attention to your hunger pangs. However this thing shakes out, it ain't going to be good. You people that were bumped off last hour, were they bumped off, Mike, or did they just, they were bumped off? Did you get your password there? Interesting. You lost the last half hour of my last hour? Okay. All right. 800-313-9443. Let's keep cooking along here. I'll tell you what I'm really noticing overall. And that is, a lot of people don't know how things work. They don't know how things are supposed to be. And if you don't know that, well, you can fall for anything as a fix for just about everything and anything. You know, like I said, it's kind of like rolling into that, rolling in that car repair shop and you don't know beans from shinola. You're lucky if you can remember where the gasoline little door latch release is, and you unscrew the thing and you put the gas in. How about if you don't know beans from shinola and you roll into a repair shop and the guy tells you, hey, well, it's a good thing you pulled in here. Your muffler bearings were ready to go. Yeah. Yeah. I'll ask the question again. Why isn't George Soros under investigation for instigating and radicalizing? He's put $500 million into the Muslim invasion in the EU. You know, they're running ads on Swedish TV right now telling citizens how to bow to Muslims. Muslims. Muslims gang. You know what? This is not good stuff. Gang rape 15-year-old girl under the Eiffel Tower. I mean, really? How do people in foreign countries? How do they think that they're? How do they think they're going to live their life in a full measure without being chased around by somebody who doesn't want to assimilate in your culture, have their own belief systems? You know, you want to talk about, you know, maybe Southern Poverty Law and the FBI should start looking at those people, because they seem to be radicalized. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I called you a couple days ago. I'm a fairly, well, brand new, pretty much, listener to your show. And I wanted to mention, you're talking about the possible coming collapse of our society in the United States, at the least.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to mention, there's an author that I like to read. His name is Matthew Bracken. I don't know if you know who he is.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, let's put it this way. He was a Navy SEAL for a short time. He doesn't like to tout that as his, you know, that's not the entire base of his knowledge. But he's written some books that really basically draw the lines out. They you know, you can look ahead and see this is the possible future that we might be headed for if we don't turn a different direction, left, right, backwards, whichever, go up or down even, instead of going forward to the point where he's shown the possibility of what may be. And I think that his take on things is pretty good, and people probably should read. I mean, there's a lot of possible future scenario type of fiction out there. James Wesley Rawls is another one who's very good. And as I say, they have a distinctive, well, it's a distinctive style of writing. I mean, some people think it's fear-mongering. They don't even want to listen to people who really know what's happening because they're afraid to hear it. And that's the worst part, I think, is that we have to wake people up more than anything else. I mean, I think, for the most part, I think people are mostly awake in Wyoming. I lived in California. I'm here now. I'm not going back.
But, yeah.
Yeah. You could understand why I wouldn't want to go back. I mean, California is basically, what I say is swirling in the bowl, ready to go down.
Yeah.
But it's possible that they're already surfing in the sewer and they don't know it.
No, they already have been. I mean, they have been for a very long time. And, Tim, to this day, we still get calls from California. There are pockets of people out there that are paying attention. But it's this,
right.
It's this people giving up responsibility for their own lives and their own self-determination, and they're willing to give up the power to the legislative democracy people, and look what it has brought us. You know, what a good idea to have sanctuary cities out there. What a good idea it is to take in any illegal that's seeking asylum, go to California, you know, stretch that tax base to the point where it's been broken I don't know how many times. And we've seen, Tim, I don't know how long ago you left California, but I watched these people piss in their swimming pools so badly, it was so fouled, they had to move northward to Oregon and parts.
Right. Well, there are areas, like you say, there are some areas in California. There's an area that people like to call Jefferson, which I'm not sure if that's, I mean, I think there's a county, actually, I think it's a county in western Idaho, southern Washington, southeastern Washington, but anyway, Oregon. They call it a region, basically. They use gold and silver. They say they use gold and silver for money, and they have different laws, and they basically try to disobey or not comply with the dictates of a Moonbeam in Sacramento. So, but for the most part, they say. I mean, that's what I've heard anyway, and that's one thing I wanted to say. I mean, that might be, like you say, the pockets. I think Fortuna, the Fortuna area, which is, I think, I'm not sure what county that is, but anyway, the far north of California is probably the most free-thinking area, at the least.
Well, that's where my buddy Ron McDonald is holed up, next to the Redwoods.
Yeah. That's a good area. I mean,
certainly eclectic. I can tell you that much because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
It is such an unusual mix of people that seem to somehow get along with each other, and I haven't yet figured out why. I don't know if it's something in the water or all something they share in a communal hookah or something. I'm not sure.
maybe it's one of those plants that just grows
something
well up there.
Something.
Yeah. Hey, I don't mean the redwoods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. All right. Hey Tim, I appreciate your call, bud.
All right. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you. As the nation awaits the gruesome spectacle of the so-called debate, now this was done yesterday before the debate, obviously, between Trump and Clinton in an election campaign beneath the dignity of a third world crap hole. Thank you, Tyler Durden. We are once again up to our eyeballs in manufactured racial strife led by the deliberately prevaricating New York Times and others. Read today's front page story, What We Know About the Details of Police Shooting in Charlotte, insinuating that the police acted recklessly in the incident. Now, the facts in the Charlotte, North Carolina shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott are these. He was shot after refusing repeated loud verbal commands to drop a gun. The gun was found on the scene with his fingerprints on it, along with an ankle holster. Video recordings provide a clear, audible record of these commands, yet the Times story says body and dashboard camera footage released on Saturday provided no clear evidence that Mr. Scott had a gun. In the video, Mr. Scott's arms were at his sides, and he was backing away from his vehicle when he was shot. Now, it happened that the various vehicles parked on the scene interfered with all the video footage, and the critical moment, the dashboard cam, officer's body cam, and the cell phone cam of Mr. Scott's wife. But the insinuation seems to be that because the video doesn't show a gun, perhaps there wasn't one. Now, the police insisted Mr. Scott was holding a gun. Why is the New Yorker, or the New York Times, rather, bent on ambiguating the story? The officer who shot Mr. Scott was black. The Charlotte police chief is black. Does the Times mean to say that they're incompetent, dishonest, or reckless? Does the Times seek to reinforce the popular notion that the police in general, including black police and their supervisors, are determined to oppress black Americans generally? Does the Times wish to sow even more distress and animosity between black America and the police? Well, it sure seems that way. And what is the New York Times' interest in dragging out the supposed ambiguity here of Scott's case? I shall tell you why. Because yielding to the obvious truth in the matter would not support the election campaign meme, that black America requires the protection of the Democratic Party against genocidal police forces across the nation. One, if this wasn't so tragic, this would almost be funny. You know, if I was Mr. Trump last night, I would have said that, look, you know, we have turned into a welfare state. We have taken an entire section of Americans and made them so dependent on the government. There's no hope unless that system is changed. And I like the idea here of reminding people that any changes that take place is not going to happen overnight. I don't have the statistics and I don't have accurate numbers to tell you how many blacks, how many Hispanics, how many whites are on welfare. But I don't think there's any argument that a permanent underclass has been created in this country that is now uneducated, roaming the streets of America, no jobs, no incentives, no nothing. So what do we actually think would happen if we just cut off the welfare benefits without an escape? Got to give somebody a way out. Well, here's the way. Take the opportunity. Had many years to do it, but it hasn't happened.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Dale in North Carolina. Hello, Dale.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
Well, I wasn't very pleased with what I saw last night in the debates. But I haven't heard anybody call in and tell you anything about this, but do you realize Michael Savage was kicked off the air?
No, I was not aware of that. I'm not a big Michael Savage follower.
Okay, well, that opens an opportunity for you to offer him a spot on your network.
Ooh.
And I thought I'd just let you know that.
Why was he kicked off the air?
He's talking about Hillary's health, supposedly. Is that what that's what they were saying anyway? So they just kicked him right off the damn network. So,
that sounds nice, but I would be inviting more problems for this network than I would be finding solutions through one such as him. He's been so wrong on so many different issues. There's issues that he will not touch.
I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, I'm just asking hypothetically, but I've listened to Hannity, but I always hear you bashing him. What is it about him that you don't like, but yet what everything I hear him say sounds like the same stuff that this network produces?
Well, that's what happens when you pass yourself off as being a conservative and we're on a network, we report, you decide. He's got a lot of people fooled. But if you watch Sean Hannity and you watch Fox News, they are the neocon network.
Well, I don't have cable TV. I don't watch Fox News. But I listen to him on the radio, and what he says, it sounds like a lot of stuff that we talk about. So
yeah,
I just don't understand why you're bashing him. I mean,
because Dale, if you'll stop talking now and let me talk, I'll tell you why. Because he is an FAUX Republican supposed conservative. I have listened to his radio program before. And yes, he sounds much, much better on radio than he does on television. And you don't watch Fox News? Okay, I get that. Well, then you don't see MSNBC and you don't see CNN. And you do not see what these people are doing. Sean Hannity is another one of these false little patriots. He's on Sirius XM, and guess what? Guess what channel he's on? 125, Patriot Channel. Well, they also have the likes of Mark Levin up there and a host of other people, and they're all neocon central.
Savage is in that group?
Well, Savage is a particularly interesting individual. You know, he'll hit on some things, and it'll excite people, and they'll agree, but I've heard enough of what Michael Savage has said. He's kind of like Mark Levin. Yeah, he sounds okay. until you start.
Well, you've been in it a lot longer than I have.
Well,
I want to get your opinion because, you know, you've been in it a lot longer than I have.
Well, and if you remember, there was Sean Hannity, and what was his counterpart? It was like the left-right show. I can see his face. I'll think of his name here in a second. Alan Combs. I met Alan Combs at the Republican National Convention in New York City back in 2004. And I was in the Fox News room down there, so I was running into these guys all the time. Sean Hannity had his little dressing thing right next to him. And here comes Combs out of his little cubicle, and I ran into him, and he looked at me, and I introduced myself, and I said hi to him. Well, Sean Hannity, there's somebody down here making... He pops out of his little cubicle, and I looked at him, and he extended his hand, and I just smiled, and I walked away. Believe it or not, when Hannity and Combs was on television on Fox News, Alan Combs came off at least to be the more convincing socialist than Sean Hannity was a conservative. It was the weirdest and oddest thing that you'd ever want to see. So
we're basically surrounded by a bunch of deceivers then, right?
Well, take a look who owns Fox News. Take a look who...
Well, like I said,
yeah.
Once I started listening to you, I haven't had cable TV in 8 years.
You've been listening to me that long?
Huh?
You've been listening to me that long?
Yes, I have.
Dale.
The thing is, when I listen to some of these other people, I'm like, I got a question, and I'm just asking you your opinion, John. That's all I'm asking, because it sounds like they're talking the same stuff we are, but...
Evidently not.
Your opinion.
Evidently not. Dale, thanks for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Why is it so important to political progressives to keep feeding the story that great numbers of black people are being unjustly murdered by police? Well, the facts, of course, suggest that this isn't true. Earlier this summer, the Washington Post could not ignore the study published by black Harvard economist Richard Fryer. How a controversial study found that police are more likely to shoot whites and not blacks, and why, in the long-running issue, is it such a low priority to ask the truly salient question, in all of these fatal confrontations, how are the suspects actually behaving during the incidents in question? As a blog writer, I correspond with some interesting people. One of them is a middle-aged black man who has worked for a long time in the Baltimore black ghetto. He's one of those rare Americans these days, not susceptible to pre-cooked ideas about what is actually going on in the country, would prefer to remain anonymous for reasons that ought to be self-evident. But I want you to see his interesting theory about what is going on in the black community vis-a-vis police shooting. The subject line in his email to me was trauma programming. And it goes as follows. It's a type of narcissism designed to compensate for the fact that nobody of any value really wants to deal or interact with them. Therefore, they gladly adopt this false narrative that somebody is after us and wants to kill us. See how that raises their value by claiming somebody wants us? It's like the ugly fat girls obsessed with getting raped or sexually assaulted. Truth be told, because so many black people are not useful to each other and or other people, they end up only as a liability. Therefore, most people spend a significant amount of time trying to dodge them, but the cops can't do that. This increases their sense of worthlessness, which forces them to cling ever so tighter to the false narrative, the police are after us and want to kill us. Nobody wants you, and we wish you would just go away. But wait, it gets worse. At this point, some black people decide, try as you might, I'm not going to allow you to ignore me because I'm going to act like a belligerent asshat until I force you to deal or interact with me. Now you got to call the police. And when the police show up, the black person always says, see, well, here come the police. They're always after us because they want to kill us. But at the end of the day, the key is long emergency is generating increasing numbers of superficial people. Black people are the only most visible vocal element of this phenomenon. And that comes from a black guy in the inner city. On the issue of trauma programming. And, you know, for anybody that wants to look at this, I mean, this is a delicate subject to bring up. It would be a really delicate subject to bring up in front of 90-some million people. But the Donald has seen fit to tread where angels fear to tread, and this should not be an exception. He's got to lay this thing out the way it really is. By the way, somebody had sent me on the issue of sovereign citizens and how they're being programmed here. And this is straight out of the magazine, Police. I think it's called Police Patrol or Police, the law enforcement magazine. And God knows how many cops this goes out to. This is what they read in their spare time. And the feature story is Sovereign Citizens, a Clear and Present Danger. Oh, God. Sovereign citizens believe local law does not apply to them, and that brings them in direct conflict with you. Now, wait a minute here. Right out of the chute here, does that mean that local law enforcement is not against murder? Does that mean that local law enforcement is not against rape? Does that mean that local law enforcement is not against robbery or maiming people or things of that nature? So what exactly do these sovereign citizens believe that local law does not apply to them? Oh, bring in the issue of license. Oh, the commercial aspect of the situation. And this is how the story goes. Last month near Spokane, Washington, a sheriff's deputy in an unmarked car was driving east on I-90 when he took notice of a red pickup truck in front of him that appeared to have an invalid or altered license plate. The deputy called in the plate number and received notice that there was no record of the plate. Backup rolled. Marked cars followed the truck until it pulled into a driveway. There it was boxed in by patrol cars and a standoff began. As the truck's occupants refused to cooperate with the officers and the officers wisely chose not to approach the vehicle, SWAT was dispatched. The driver and passenger of the truck were eventually cut from their seatbelts and taken into custody. Wait a minute here. Cut from their seatbelts? Were they incapacitated? Why would you not unbuckle the seatbelt? Calling SWAT may seem like an overreaction to an expired or fake license plate, but the Washington officers were smart to do so. They were dealing with members of the anti-government movement called Sovereign Citizens. So you assets decided to call up the cavalry. Really? Really? See, this is part of the problem. When you're faced with aggressive, armed, force continuum people, that is phase one, greeting, interacting, starting an interview, conversing, all the way up to the point you pull out your service weapon and turn the person into human confetti. Just blow them all to hell. So I guess that's not good enough. So we had to call the Special Weapons and Tactics, and damn glad they did so. They were smart to do it, because they were dealing with the anti-government movement called the Sovereign Citizens. Ooh. Sovereigns believe that the government has no right to tax them, issue licenses, or do many other things that the average American citizen has accepted as the roles of government. There's your administrative state and the sheeple that they command. Hallelujah. They also believe that the only legitimate law enforcement officer is the elected sheriff. Which is fascinating to me, because there still is a rub between PDs and the sheriff because of that exact reason. Most of the administrative ones in the police department, I don't want to call them political hacks, but they're administrative agents. That's all that they are. They're not bound by anything. Whereas a sheriff, he's got to take that oath for that constitution. His deputies damn well better follow that constitution, or at least they used to, at least more than the PDs used to. Now, for the most part, sovereigns and their beliefs were not a major concern for law enforcement until 2 years ago. Gee, would that be the time the FBI start ramping up the fear factor, the pucker factor for you guys out there? No, couldn't be that. Or couldn't be what the ADL and other non-governmental organizations was pumping over to you a couple of years ago. Gee, that's when it became a threat, when you were told that something was a threat without checking it out for yourself. These people go into catatonic brain fart and they just start grabbing weapons. Sovereign citizen, grab your weapon. I got to get home safe. Kill the dog, kill the wife, kill the baby, kill whoever you got to. I got to get home safe. They've got these guys so damn paranoid, I'm surprised that they can even walk with their own shadow. They're not running from their own shadows. And that's what I want, is somebody paranoid and freaked out with the I've got a license to kill and force continuum. Yeah. How's that going to work out for us? So they were dealing with these sovereign citizen people. Oh, my God. So, for the most part, sovereigns and their beliefs are not a major concern. Well, up until 2 years ago, that's when two West Memphis, Arkansas officers, Brandon Prudert and Bill Evans, were murdered by a father and son team of sovereigns during a drug interdiction traffic stop. And as you heard yesterday's program, that looks like it was a setup. Talk to a guy that was, 10, 15 miles from there. Now, the West Memphis cop killings and the subsequent shootout put the sovereign citizen movement on the radar of many law enforcement officers. But there are still numerous officers who are not aware of the dangers presented by this philosophy and how to recognize its adherents. Understanding sovereignty. Crimes committed by sovereigns often include relatively minor offenses, such as the manufacture of fraudulent license plates, registration cards, or currency. How in the hell do you manufacture currency? Man. Wouldn't that put you in the purview of the Secret Service? If you're out there manufacturing currencies, shouldn't the Secret Service be dealing with that? That's what they originally were there for. However, as this movement has quickly gained traction across the country with the assistance of the internet and sovereign seminars promising an assorted array of get-rich-quick financial remedies, mortgage fraud, banking fraud, holy mackerel, they got cojuntas here. Mortgage-backed security fraud, have you guys not been paying attention? Our buddy bankers, hooked up with the government, committed the greatest crime ever witnessed by human beings in recorded history. Did you miss that? Oh, but you see, these sovereigns are involved in mortgage fraud and banking fraud. Threats against law enforcement officers. No, we just want you corporate Keystone Coffer cops just to go away. Go do something that you're designed to do. Check locked doors. walk down a street with your partner one of these days into neighborhoods where you actually show a presence and you're not whipsawing around in a radio dispatched unit. Sovereignty and sovereign citizens have existed in the United States for nearly 50 years in various forms. The roots of the sovereigns can be found in the Posse Comitatus movement of the 1970s. Sovereign citizen is a broad, general term that is often applied to any individual person or group that does not believe that the laws of the United States, and thank you very much for capitalizing that, United States, or the state laws apply to them. In other words, they are beyond the jurisdiction of law enforcement authority. And again, that is not true. The term sovereign citizen should be viewed as an umbrella under which you will find thousands of loosely organized groups or individuals that share one basic ideological principle, but approach it through different paths. Extreme ire. Some groups or individuals use their sovereign citizen claims in an attempt to avoid legal trouble and circumvent common traffic laws and statutes. Others believe that they are at war with the United States. No, they're at war with the United States? I'm so confused. I thought the United States was at war with its people. And they're saying that they're willing to use deadly force against anyone they perceive as standing in the way of their sovereign rights. Whoa, where in the hell did you get that? Because you're an asshat with a corporate Keystone Coffer Cop uniform on that I'm going to kill you because you're standing in the way of my sovereign rights? That's like me wishing that all the grains of the earth, grains of sand on planet Earth, be done away with because I happened to get a grain of sand in my eye and it irritated me. Be gone, all of you. Now, they say, this is tough for me to read. Violent sovereigns are a clear and present danger to law enforcement, and you need to be prepared to deal with them safely and effectively. Safely. Like cutting seatbelts. Now, while each sovereign group holds its own specific creeds, conspiracies, and focal points, what they all have in common is an extreme ire for government and its agents, and particularly law enforcement. Sovereigns generally subscribe to a loose anarchist ideology, holding firmly to notions of archaic common law doctrines or no law at all. Archaic common law doctrines. In other words, you do no harm against anybody. They have no claim against you. Whoops. You mean that? That antiquated, archaic common law? See, you're wonderful representatives of the administrative state, and you'll go kill and arrest anything that you're told to do because it's within now the scope of the policy of the department, and it's now your job if you want to collect your paycheck next week. Sovereigns believe in an unimpeded God-given right to travel, and therefore say that no officer under any circumstances has the right to obstruct their travel. That makes traffic stops involving sovereigns extremely perilous for officers. Perilous? Really? I have seen... Go look it up on YouTube. See if these people are flashing weapons. See if they're getting abusive with the cops or swearing at them or doing anything else. It's not perilous. If nothing else, if you're that much of a corporate Keystone Coffer cop and you don't want to pay attention to what's even going on around you in your own community from the perspective or the standpoint of being an American first, then you just might miss something here. Now, American sovereign groups are commonly delineated along racial lines. White American sovereigns tend to be concerned with the U.S. Constitution and state constitutions and their interpretation of those documents in historical context. African-American sovereigns, hell, I didn't even know that existed. Newsflash. Breaking news. There's black American sovereigns in this country. often lean toward Moorish history and African culture as the basis of their sovereignty, religion, and particularly the Moorish science temple. Where in the hell did they get this? Now, while there is often noticeable racial division among sovereign groups, it is important to remember that sovereign citizens all have the same basic beliefs and will share their criminal tactics with each other. Sovereign citizens, with few exceptions and despite their differences, will choose to unite against their one common enemy, the government and its agents. Well, you know, just for a counter to this, government agencies... In your administrative state, yeah, agencies, they've got all the power needed to up to and including fines and penalties and arrest and your execution. But wait a minute. There's only one problem with this. Agencies are not constitutional. It is a corporatized fiction administrative law. Damn it. I must be a sovereign.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Well, there's a question for you. How can you have independence if you're not sovereign? Bob in the UP. Welcome back, Bob.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
Greetings from a farmer asshat loser, like you so eloquently put it yesterday.
Okay.
I figure since that's my nickname up here, I better touch base.
Okay, who's calling you that?
No, you just used that term yesterday, and we kind of got a charge out of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, up here, all political ads have some Second Amendment component to them, pro-Second Amendment, both parties and no matter what office. And nothing scientific, but it sure seems like more people are going to vote that normally wouldn't. I think that bodes well probably for Mr. Trump.
It sounds that way. I mean, anybody that's been paying the least bit of attention to the Bushes and the Clintons for all of these years, man, you'd have to hold your nose even to walk into a voter, voting booth. I mean,
yeah, ain't that the truth?
I mean,
we just like your Nick. No, it was something about farmers that wouldn't get a lawsuit or something about selling raw milk.
Okay, I got you now. Yeah. Well, and caving, even though they were state inspected, fearing that their insurance rates were going to go up, and I just merely suggested to them that, it's time to take a stand against this coercive stuff and just have the people sign a release. That's all that you would have to do. End of story.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it anyway.
All right. Well, Bob, thanks for your call.
Have a good evening.
I never know when Bob is upset with me or not. Laura, here's another Michigander, but you're not in the UP. You're in the lower portion.
That's right, John. Yeah, that's right. It brought some memories when you're talking about that Vietnam vet. I know who he was. Do you remember he got the highest score on the bar exam, who wouldn't join the bar? That guy could get you out of any legal jam at all. He had such a good mind, you know?
I'm sorry.
Remember that?
No, I don't. Can you give me a hint, a clue?
Yeah, the guy you're talking about, the Vietnam vet, the shot down in the triangle.
Oh, and I forgot his name.
I know it, yeah. I said they wouldn't say it on the air, but anyway, that guy, remember he had the highest score in the bar exam, wouldn't join the bar. And he could get you out of any kind of jam in court.
I don't even know if he's still alive.
I'm not sure either.
Gosh, what was his name? He used a fictitious name. I knew at one time his real name.
Yeah.
Man.
Is it Carl?
I'm sorry?
Carl something?
Carl, yes.
What was that?
Carl
Miller.
Carl Miller. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Miller wasn't his real name. I don't even know if I don't even know if Carl Miller is still alive.
Right.
If anybody out there knows, email me at johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. I haven't talked to Carl for a number of years, and that's the guy I was referring to, that he was in court, and when he got done with that court, there wasn't a cop in there that could even look at him.
Right. Remember Coffee Bean Gene?
Yes, I do.
When the judge got so befuddled. He said the coffee beans were money.
Well, he didn't exactly say. The judge said that I don't give a damn how you retire this debt. Just make sure that you do it with a clerk of court. And the judge knew that he cornered himself when he said that when asked the question, well, what exactly is a dollar, Your Honor? He knew he was, at that point in time, his little court thing was over. Laura, thanks for your call. I want to thank all of you for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency. It is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, Talking Pictures made silent movies obsolete. Overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.